Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. Get in the running for the Clubman Caller of the Year for your chance to win a trip to Bali worth almost 10 grand. Give us a call on the Great Southern Bank open line. It's open right now. 1300 01 1170. Live happily, clever after with Great Southern Bank. We've just got a text in here. Tyrell Sloan professing his love for his local, his Dapto.
Yep. Dapto.
Most people see Dapto as not so good a place, but I love the place, and I'm with him 100. Things to do in Dapto, says the text. The dogs, Dapto dogs,
mm-hmm.
Classic Siam Thai massage, the Kareela Berry Farm, a naked bushwalk, and paint and sip. So paint and sip while you're painting.
That's the top five things to do in Dapto.
Dapto in a nutshell.
Can you read that again? What are the five? Can we just go through? Because they're in no particular order.
Dapto dogs. The classic Siam Thai massage. Apparently it's good. The Kareela Berry Farm. The naked bushwalk. And the paint and sip. Go and spend a couple of days in Dapto, and that's what you've got to look forward to.
Apparently the servo there gets great sausage roll, great rat's coffin they sell. So maybe sausage roll at the servo and you're on your way. Dapto. Well,
yep.
Waiting on hold listening to this, and maybe he's been to Dapto. That might be our first question. The great Anthony Minicello, 302 games for the Roosters, 139 tries. Only now passed by Daniel Tupou, of course, but a representative for not only New South Wales and Australia, but also Italy. I called Anthony at a Rugby League World Cup for Italy, where he forced James Tedesco, was playing in the centres, Anthony Minicello was fullback. That was 2013. He's also experienced what the fantastic Anzac Day clashes are like as a player, and he's on the line right now, Anthony Minicello. Welcome again to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.
Vossie, Brandy, good morning.
Yeah, good. Anything to add to Dapto, the attractions of Dapto, Anthony? Is that on your radar as a place you like to take Terry and the kids down to?
Well, you know Craig Fitzgibbon, good friend of mine, is from Dapto. He played for the Dapto Canaries. So I actually haven't been there personally, but after that chat that you just had, I'd love to go and check it out.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah. The naked bushwalk seems to be... Could be right up your alley.
Yeah, that sounds all right, doesn't it?
It does. We had a text come in earlier. When we announced that you were coming on today, we had a text that came in and it said, can you please get Mini to explain his sick diet? So they want to know why you're looking so good, even though you retired 10 years ago.
Well, I'm pretty passionate about my nutrition and lifestyle these days. Ever since I went through those injuries and sort of come back in 2010, I've sort of studied nutrition and actually become a nutritionist through COVID, actually. So, yeah, I just love it. I love reading about it and listening about it and studying it and putting it into practice. And basically, it just comes down to eating whole fresh food. That's the simplest thing I could say in a few words.
Now I've got personal experience, and I've got a son, Braith, who's 22, and he's in Liverpool today for you, for Mini Fit.
I'm on my way there to meet him. Yeah, we had a day yesterday at Club Central of Menai. So obviously it's school holidays at the moment, so I run lots of school holiday camps for kids in leagues clubs and RSLs and bowling clubs, and today's out at Liverpool Custer Club, mate. So I'll be out there joining your boy, who's a great kid, mate. We had good fun yesterday.
Excellent. Just on that, you just said, so during COVID, so did the whole study and qualifications to be a fully qualified nutritionist, is that right, Minnie?
I did, yeah. So obviously, you know, my business benefit, I run lots of PE programs in schools and then holiday clinics for kids. And obviously through COVID, that was all shut down. So I didn't have too much to do. So I got the qualification as a nutritionist because, you know, I've sort of studied it since 2008 when I had my injury. So it was just get the qualification. So that was nice.
Minnie, what's your involvement with the Roosters these days? What do you do?
I actually did a block of pre-season with the first grade team last year, and then I host the Chairman's Club and, you know, go to all the home games. And, it's just nice to be connected still. You know, it's been 10 years since I retired this year, so, you know, things go quick. But, you know, the Roosters is such a great club, and I'll always be sort of connected there.
Is Anzac Day your favourite regular season game?
Oh, without doubt, Brandy. I think, you know, I know all the boys look to the calendar. As soon as the draw comes out, you look at what day Anzac Day's on. And it is. It's a real privilege to play on this day because, you know, we're remembering what the servicemen and women did in Gallipoli and what they continue to do for our country. So it's, you know, you get, and then you sort of get to hear some of their stories. You know, with, you know, 20 of coaches bring people in, and
oh, nasty Anthony just gone into a tunnel. Lost him. We'll make sure we get him back, Anthony Minichiello, or attempt to get him back. First of all, on that call, and what happens on Anzac Day? More often than not, you get the good finish, the good game, and lots of great sporting theatre, but the essence of the day not lost on the players. Anthony is back. You were just talking about that. We were just discussing.
G'day, boys. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all right. No, but the stage and everything around it and the pre-match ceremony, it then more often than not leads to classic match. You know, besides everything else, they are great games in front of big crowds.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think, you know, because even through the week when you the build-up and the coaches bring in some servicemen and women, they tell their stories. It's just, it's like a semi-final build-up or an origin build-up because there's such hype around it. There's lots of media around it. You're doing interviews all week. And everyone prepares their best mentally and physically for this game. And then you get out onto the field and it's a full house. And you can hear a pin drop. The last post has sounded. It's just hair-standing stuff. And, you know, I think everyone puts their bodies on the line, and this is a game that always goes down to the wire. You know, the first one I played was, I think it was in 2002, and, you know, we could be down the bottom, they could be down the bottom. That doesn't really matter. The quality of the game, the physicality of it, will be there again on Thursday. It's just an amazing game to play.
Minnie, so you go to all the home games, the Roosters' home games at Allianz Stadium. Do you watch much footy otherwise? Do you sit down, like, will you sit down sort of and watch a couple of games a weekend? How does it go for you?
Yeah, for sure. Like, if I'm at home on the lounge, the footy's definitely on. There's, you know, I love watching. I love the athleticism these days. And, you know, I still get asked this question, oh, do you miss playing? And I'm like, no, because I'm way too small these days to even get on the field. And just how strong they are, how big they are these days, it's just phenomenal. And I love watching it, yeah.
Now, another thing that comes up out of your life, and we did briefly discuss this at the top of the program with Brandy, the Real Housewives of Sydney. Now, you're better half Terry, of course. It was one of the stars of those programs. And I just wonder whether, did you critique it in the house? Like, did you sit back and watch? Because it's recorded beforehand, and then you watch it later once it goes to air. Did you critique Terry's performance? Was it brutally honest? Was it like a Zach Lomax, Shane Flanagan session? What? how did it unfold when it was aired?
To be honest, those shows aren't my cup of tea. I haven't watched any of the other series, but I actually did watch this one because my wife was in it. Yeah, well, she critiques herself, really. Basically, she's harder on herself than anyone else that I've known. So, Look, it's interesting. You know, something that I don't really watch.
Great comment. Very guarded. That's such a diplomatic answer. It's interesting. We probably won't even push you in.
There's is no there any chance of
real?
It.
No. Is there any real Husbands of Sydney, Anthony? Would it inspire you to be something
similar?
Who would
be in that, Bossy? Who do you reckon?
Well, I'd have you.
Fletcher.
Fletcher could be real Husbands of the Roosters. So then we could have Freddie, Fletch, you.
You got to get Rico, wouldn't you? Luke Rickardson.
Rico,
of course. Yes.
Mr. Eastern Suburbs, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Well, now he's Mr. Mossman, you know, or Balmoral, see, so.
Well, could it work? Could that work? I mean, you just talk and we just film it and see what comes of it.
I think it'll be all right. I think it's a goer.
Fletcher's the wild card. Yeah. The cameras, exactly. There would be a camera on Fletch. There'd be a GoPro on Fletcher's head to see where he goes. It'd be the element of the program. Well, let us workshop that, Biddy. Just leave that with us. Leave that one with us.
You might have something there, Bossy.
Yeah. Now, just away from that, I look back on you. I still remember famously, I may have told this story before on air. I remember visiting you in your darkest days in injury. And we're talking about injuries today because Caelan Ponga and others. But yours was real serious, your back injury. I remember we did a footy show cross and you're in hospital. And it might have been the night before surgery, something like that.
Yeah.
But you'd been in such a state where you could not even tie your own shoelaces. Like your back injury was so debilitating, so crippling. You made it back to win a grand final, like to play at the highest level again. Just revisit the bad times with the back injury.
Yeah,
well, my first back injury was 2006. My second back injury was 2007. Then I had a serious neck injury 2008. And then I did my ankle. I did a bad syndesmosis in 2009. So, yeah, limited game times in 4 years through that period when I was 26 to 30, actually. But that's sort of when I sort of evolved as a person and started to, you know, study nutrition and lifestyle and, you know, obviously the power that it has in healing the body. And, you know, I was sort of found a great mentor in mid-2008, actually. And then I just sort of started putting it into practice. And I was meticulous with everything that I did away from, you know, the four walls of the Roosters. And, you know, I could... The first thing I found was I had better sleep and I could recover better, recover quicker. My body started to repair itself. And that's just, like, you know, little things. Like, nutrition is a slow burn. But then if you add in, like, different recovery sort of modalities and good quality sleep and hydration, and you do them consistently, you know, the body, you know, it wants to repair if you give it the right tools. And that's sort of what I found. And in 2010, when I came back from my first full season, I was 30, you know, and sort of getting on the older side in professional sport at that age. But, you know, I played the next 5 years with no injury, and that sort of dived into my next passion and you know, putting that on, teaching that to kids and doing nutrition workshops. And, you know, that's what I do now. So, you know, those injuries were, looking back, were probably a blessing that I have my own business now, yeah.
Life after football.
Well, incredibly, you went on to play 302 games. So with all those injuries through that period of 2006, 7, 8, 9, you still went on to play 300 first-grade games, 139 tries, 19 tests for Australia. You had a great career, Minnie, and it's great to talk to you about Anzac Day, which is this Thursday, always a special day.
Yeah, it is. I appreciate the core boys, and yeah, I'll be out there Thursday. And yeah, this is a game when you walk out, I get goosebumps still. It's a privilege to stay.
Good on you,
Minnie. Thanks for joining us, mate.
The great Anthony Minicello. On Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.